The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Kuf Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. Ya'alim Nishmat, Marat Zekenati, Yafar Batsalav, Nishmat Avram Menester, Hashem Tanicham Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Fu'at Shalema, Moshe Ben Dina. In the Fanador for the Nefesh or for the Guf, for the Kerabalabog, the Kenyan, the Summer of Man, Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Aleph, Amud Rishon, starting on the top line. Tarel Banan, Hanotin Aitzim, the Halash, he gave wood to the carpenter, La Sot Mem Kisset, to make a chair, the Asam Mem Safsal, and he made a bench. Safsal, he gave him money to make a bench, the Asam Mem Kisset, and instead he made a chair. The Bimi Irome, Noten, no Deme, Aitzav. So the Bimi says, you pay the amount of the wood. Because he also can, you kone b'shinui. He gave him the wood, he made a shinui. He changed from what you're supposed to do, the gazal is kone b'shinui. And pay back for the amount of wood. As she says on the third line, the kaninu b'shinui. Aval, okay, we continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, im ha-shevach yater al yitzi'ah, noteno et yitzi'ah. Im yitzi'ah yater al ha-shevach, noteno et ha-shevach. Which is Rabbi Yehuda is kenasim over here. Like he did in the Mishnah, we learned on yesterday's daf, that since the guy changed from what he was supposed to do, so therefore you get the cheaper amount, which means I get my chair back, or my bench back, and I pay it the cheaper price. If the cost is less than the enhancement, I pay for the cost, your cost. If the enhancement is less than the cost, then I get pay for the enhancement. Rabbi Yehuda is kones the guy. Umodeh Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir is modeh. In Natan Eitzim Nahalash, if he gave wood to the harash, la'asot mem kiseh na'eh, la'asah mem kiseh ka'ur, he thought, make me a nice chair. And he made him an inferior chair. We still made him a chair, but so you're not kone b'shinui. Because bottom line, you did make a chair. Safsal na'ev asal safsal ka'ur. He thought, make me a nice bench. We made him a inferior bench. So then already you cannot say that he's kone b'shinui. In that case over there, you knas him. Rabbi Meir will agree. So the guy pays the cheaper of the two prices, either the enhancement or the cost. In that case, Rabbi Meir is modeh, like I said, because it's not really a shinui. It's a chair. It's just that it's inferior than what the guy wanted. So even if that, maybe me is going to be more there in that case. Now we get to the case of today's sugya, which the Gemara is going to discuss at length. Yes, shebach simmanim ala semir, or en shebach simmanim ala semir. When a person dyes something, you dye a wool, is the wool considered a shebach, or is it not considered a shebach? Which means the wool that gets now absorbed, the dye that gets absorbed into the to the wool, is it considered davar sheyesh lo mamash? Is it considered something substantial, or maybe it's not considered substantial? Now the Gemara is going to explain to us the nafkamina, which is all you see over here now is a look. It's not something tangible. The dye makes it red, so you're looking at a red color. Is it something mamash or not? Nafkamina for what? The Gemara is going to say right now. What's the case? Ilema de gazal samamanim vedakinu utranhu. We're talking about a guy, he stole dye. What does it mean, dye? He stole herbs, whatever it is. He stole the actual samamanim, the spices to make the dye. And what did he do? He crushed them and he grinded them in order to make the samamanim. So then the what? So again, look at the words, vidakinu, he crushed them, utranu, and then he soaked them in water in order to make the dye, vesababem, and then he dyed the wool. Tipuklem mishum de kaninu bishinui. He's going to be kone the dye already, bishinui, which is he's going to have to pay back. What are you asking? Is there sheba? No, come on, do you have to pay back? Did I steal anything? If we're talking about a guy who stole actually the dye itself, and he grinded it, bing, right over there before he even dyed it, right there, you're a thief. Once you grind it, you made a shinui, you kone the dye, and now you're going to have to pay back kishat agazela. Which is, what are you asking me? Is there enhancement? Is there davash yesh b'mamash? Nafkamina for what? The guy stole dye before it was dye. He stole the actual
herbs themselves. You stole the herb. Once you crush them, what's the deen? Merishinui. What's the deen now? You're going to and you have to pay back a shot. So what do I care? Yes, sheva, en sheva. Nafkamina for what? You're going to have to pay back the second you crushed it. So Gemara says, you're right. That's not the case. You stole already the herbs. They were soaked already. So you didn't have to make a shinui. V'sabar behu. And what did you do? You took wool and now you soaked it in this other guy's dye. Oh, so what's the sheila? My. Yes, sheva samanim al gebe semer. Oh, do you say there is shevach, which means there is mamashut over there? The amale havli samanai the shekaltin who, where the guy that got stolen can say, hey, give me back my dye. You stole something from me. You got to pay me back. Odilma en shevach samanim al gebe semer. You say nothing. It's just a color. What did I steal? The amale let lech kabay velomidi. I have nothing. What about your dye is absorbed into my wool now? Big deal. So it's a color I stole from you, and it's not anything. No, I have to give you anything. That's the she'ela. That cannot be the she'ela. Amre ve'i en shevach samanim al gabe simen. Even if you want to say that once you put it on the simen, it's not considered something that is substantial, something that has mamashut. Mi matze amale letech kabay velomide. Could the Gazan tell the guy, I don't owe you anything? Which means, bottom line, you took my samanim. You just don't. I don't care if there's shema right now when you put it on the wool or not. Bottom line, you took something from mine. Give me back what you took. That cannot be the question either. We cannot entertain that a guy could take the dye and doesn't have to pay back. Once you put it on the wool, it's not substantial. You still don't have to pay back? Can't be the question. Ela lehakisa. Ela, you have to learn it like this. This side, which means learn the second side like this. En shevach samanim al gabe semer. Which, if you're going to say there's no shevach, which means it's not substantial. Uba es shalumele. Oh, and therefore you have to pay back even on that side. Od dilma yes shevach samanim al gabe semer va'amale haman hekamach shaklinu. If you say that the dye is not substantial, okay, you stole something, gotta pay back, that's for sure. But if you say, no, the dye is considered still there, it's something, so let the guy say, here's your dye, take it. Go. Which means, I could say, go take the dye out. Which means, since it's still there, maybe I could just tell the guy, go now, take the dye yourself. Which means, I'm returning back to the item. I go, it's my wool. Go to take the dye out. Right, go extract it in here. If you say it's not substantial, that once you put it in the wool, it's gone. That's not what I have to pay. On that side, I have to pay. I took something. But if I say, no, it's still here, something my basut there, go extract it. So the Gemara says, that can't be either. Why? Shaklinu b'may shakle. How's he going to extract it? I can just tell you that's an option. He goes, no, you have a way to extract it. Bitzvon. With soap. Let him soap it out, and he'll get to you die. What are you talking? Tzvon akure me'akar. When you're going to put the soap, what's going to do to the dye? It's going to ruin it. Hashava lo avid. That's not considered a hashava. That's not considered a good returning. So that cannot be the case. So I'll tell you the case. Elachem ha'askinan. Kegon de gazal semer v'samanim dehad. What did he do? He stole wool from one guy, and from that same guy, he stole his dye. So he stole the wool and the dye from the same guy. And the Gazlan took the guy's wool and he dyed it in his dye. Oh, and now what? He wants to return the tzemer. Give back everything is his. Oh, yes, shevach samanim al gabe semer. Do you say that this shevach, meaning it's substantial that the dye is considered there? Kam hadele. Samanim v'semer, which means I'm returning back everything. Which means if you say that the dye is still considered there, I stole some semer v'samanim. Here's the semer. Here's the samanim. Odilma en sheva samanim v'semer. Semer madale samanim no madale. Or do you say no? Once you put it on the wool, it's not substantial. So I only return the wool. Then I have to pay dye now. So okay, now already we can hear such a question, which means I stole everything from the same guy. If you say that the tzemer, well, tzemer vaday is substantial. I'll get back to tzemer. The question is the dye substantial once it absorbed into the wool? If you say it is, yeah, I returned everything. Here's the tzemer, here's the dye. Or do you say, no, it's not substantial.
Do I get Yitzimen? Pay me for the die. So the Gemara says, not a good case either. Amre, the Gemara says, Amre, Tipukle, De Iyakar, De Niale, Bidme. So wait, by him doing this over here, he enhanced the wool. So now I'm returning you back an enhanced product. So it's a push. Which means, why does he even have to pay for the dye itself? Whatever the cost of the dye is, it's offset by the fact that he's returning them back an enhanced product. Mm-hmm. But didn't I enhance it? Well, no. Dyed wool is more expensive. Mm-hmm. Or is it equal to the amount of the dye, of the enhancement of the wool? At this point, the Gemara is assuming it's equal to the amount of the dye itself, at least. So therefore, I paid you back. Here we're even. What are we even discussing the dye? Even if you say it's nothing, it's in the mashut, it's not nothing, it's not substantial. Bottom line, I'm giving you a product now that's worth more. Therefore, take it back and I don't have to pay for the dye. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case. Lo tzericha dezal sib'a. Oh, the case is talking about over here where the price of the tzeva went down. And therefore the shevach of the tzemer does not reach the price of the demes simanim. So therefore, if the price goes down of the Rashi, let's read Rashi. The zol seva semer savua. Ah, that's what went down. Semer went down. Dyed wool went down. So therefore, the amount of the simanim are more expensive than the actual enhancement of the item. So the guy, according to Rashi, says, "What are you giving me back over here? If you wouldn't have stole it, I could have used this semanim and dyed, used it for something else, and it would have been worth more money. Now that you put it in this wool over here, I can't sell it for as much. Because the price of dyed wool went down." So therefore the Gemara's question is, that's the Gemara's question. Look what we did. We narrowed it down to one specific case. You have a case where the guy has wool, and he stole the wool from the guy. He stole the dye that was already processed already. And he soaked it. And now he wants to in return. If you say, yes, Sheva, it's substantial. Here's your tzemet, here's your wool. Here's your dye, here's your wool. See you later. Or if you say, en Sheva, so the Gemara says, what, even if you say, what's the she'elah bichlal? Even if you say, en Sheva, what do you want to say? He has to pay him? What do you have to pay him? Hey, I enhanced your item. No, where the enhancement is not as expensive as the dye itself separately. And therefore cannot offset it. So the she'elah, does he have to pay separately for the dye itself? Read the Rashi's language over here. Dezol siva, semir savua huzal ba'olam. Funny case. Dyed wool went down. Ve'en magi'in sheva l'dmesmi v'amalin nigzal. And he mochir samamanim. I could have sold the samamanim. I could have got more money for it. Then you lowered it by putting it in the samamanim. Or iti tzoveya beged. Or instead of dyeing wool, I could have dyed a garment and I could have got more money. V'akshadiv satani. Right? Now you ruined it for me. That's the she'elah. That's one way to learn the question. We're going to learn three ways to learn this question. Second way to learn the question is as follows. Ibaitema kegon she'salva behu kufa. He went, and the guy stole dye again, and he dyed his monkey. He did not dye his tzemer. Well, what does that got to do? That's she. Gazal kuf v'samanim. He stole the guy's monkey also. He stole his monkey, and he stole his dye. V'sabar ta kuf. And now he returns him back a red monkey. U'ma'ziro lo. He gives it back. De'lo ayakirle. For sure, the monkey did not get enhanced. That's not an enhancement when you die a monkey. V'amri le, kupa, some say kupa shenetziv. Some say kof means over here a basket of kupa. But okay, go ahead, she died money. So for sure, that's not an enhancement over there. Which is, if you say sheva, it's substantial, meaning the die is considered there. Here's your monkey, here's your die. But if you say, no, it's not substantial, so now already, for sure you can't say, well, that's offset with the enhancement that I did to the monkey. What enhancement did to the monkey? There's no enhancement over there. If you say en sheva, then you have to pay back for the dye itself. That's an easy case. Third way of learning. Ravina Amar, hachabi ma'askinan. What are we talking about over here? Kegon semer dehad v'samamanim dehad. The dye belongs to one guy and the wool belongs to another guy. You stole the dye from one guy and the semamanim from another. V'ka'ate kof And a monkey of Hefker. Right, another monkey came and he went and he dyed the tzemer. So the monkey did it. Monkey came, took the tzemer of this guy and dyed it in the dye of the other guy. So what's the she'ela? So the Gemara says, yes, shevach semanim agabe tzemer. If you say, no, the tzemer that is now dyed is substantial. The amale havli semanai degabach ninu. Which means he could tell the Baal HaSemmanim could tell the Baal HaTzemer, give me back my dye, which means substantial. You stole Tzemer, correct? And you stole dye. You do nothing. The monkey came along and mixed it up. If you say it's substantial, give me back my item. Or you say, listen, it's not substantial, it's nothing there. I didn't take anything. I took tzemer, I took dye. If you say once the dye is put on the wool, it's not really substantial, so I don't have to pay anything. So that's the way Ravina learns the case. Let's read Rashi there. Look at Rashi. The tzemer dehad, the semenim dehad. Velav le'enyan gazlan kaba'ale, the end kan gezel. Right, which means, in this case over here, it's not a nyan of Geza. He stole each item separately, and the monkey came and did it. So the monkey was involved, and they've been mixing up these items over there. So now the she'ela is, does the guy who owns the dye go to the guy that owns the tzemer and says, hey, that's my tzemer, but you have my dye in there. So if you say it's substantial, he's got to give him back the dye. If you say it's not substantial, so you say, well, I don't have anything over here. I just have a tzemer now. So if it's not in yan of... nobody stole anything over here. Again, Reuven has... Let me get clarity over here. And then we'll conclude with this. Reuven has wool. Shimon has dye. The monkey came. No human beings here. The monkey came, took Reuven's wool, and took Shimon's dye, and put them together. Okay, now Reuven and Shimon are fighting with each other. Reuven says, hey, where's my wool? Here's your wool. Shimon says, I want my dye. So he says, it's not substantial. Oh, if it's not substantial, take a walk. Or you say, no, it is substantial, he has to actually pay him. So there was not a gizlan situation, according to the Rebbe. So basically we have three ways of learning this question, the Gaber Sheva. This Gemara says, Tashema, Beged Shesevao Beklipe Ola. You have a beged, and you dyed it with the fruit, or the peels of the fruit of Orla. We know the fruits of Orla, the first 3 years after you plant it are called Orla, they're asur to have hana'a. Okay, so the Torah says, et pidyo, it's fruit, and the Gemara learns that the et is coming to include not only the peri, but even the shomena peri. It's even coming to include the kilipa. So the kilipa also is a surba na'a. So you made from the kilipe or la, you made dye. And you dyed a garment. So what does it say you got to do to the garment? Yiddalek. You have to burn it. Just like the din of orla, you have to burn it. So you have to burn the garment also. Alma chazuta miltahi. So what do you see? That the chazuta, the dye is something. It's substance. Which means it's not just considered just a look. It's considered substantial, meaning it's considered orla even now. Which means we're not talking about the actual kilipot themselves. We're talking about the dye. You have to burn the dye of the garment. Eilama must be it's substantial. So the Gemara comes and says, no, I can make a difference. Amarava hana'a hanir'e le'ayin asla Torah. Orla is different. Torah said even by a hana'a that you have by looking at it, that's considered already a hana'a for orla. They really, I can tell you, generally speaking, it's the seva that's on the dye, and on the seva is nothing. It's not substantial. But then yan orla, we have a special concern to get to that even the hana'a of looking at it is going to be considered asur. How do we know that? Tanya Kvevabraita, aririm lo ye'achel. Right, the fruit, first 3 years, lo yachid. In the ela lisur achila, menayish lo yene memenu. How do we know they can have an avmet? Velo yitzba' bo, velo yedlik bo. You cannot use, let's say, oil of orla to light something. Et aner, to light aner. Tamud omar, va'arlatem orlato, et periyo aredim lo yachil. double lashon over there to come and teach you out that abot et kulam, that even the visual dye itself, even though it maybe does not have any substance to it, but the fact is that it's going to be asur b'ara. So you have no ayah from kelipe orla. Look at Rashi, please. Kelipe orla, kelipe egozim oshar perot. About kelipot ha'etz, no. By the bark of a tree, no. The en orla ele beperot. So kelipe perot, but not kelipe. It's that's Rashi over there. All it is visual. All you do is you see a color on the bagel. Avapish embo mamash kegon ner metzeba, right? Which means, for example, a ner also has no mamashut to it, and still the brayta said what lo yenem memenu velo yadlik bo et hashem lenero. Even though the chaura it's only a ner, and you see what the Torah was said by Allah, even things that are not substantial like a ner huadin. Let's say, so we have no raya. Tashema, beged shesivao b'chelipe shevi'it, yidalek. Okay, so what did you do? You have a beged, and you dyed it with chelipe shevi'it, this is Shemitah goods. Okay, she says, asur la'asot tzchora b'perotea. You're not allowed to do work. Not work, you can't do business with the perot of shevi'it, v'chelipe perot ka'amar. Again, we're talking about the chelipe perot, v'lo chelipe etzim. Trees are not subject to the law of Shemitah. Stam etzim is for hasakah, it's for burning purposes. We're talking about over here, and we'll see why that takes it out of the Shemitah subject. Only perot and kelipe perot are subject to the laws of Shemitah. So what did you do? You took kelipe shevi'it, and you made dye out of it, and you dyed a beged. So what does it say? Yidalek, you have to burn it, which means that the mar'e is considered mamash. You have to get rid of it. So therefore you see that the color is considered substantial. Gemara says, no. Shani hatam. Tamar kerab, because the Pasuk says, by Shemitah, actually, the whole Pasuk over there is, if you look on the side, it tells you the Pasuk, ולבמתך ולחיה אשר בארצך תהיה כל תבואתה. Actually, no, I'm reading the wrong Pasuk. The Pasuk actually is, ויקרא חפי י"ב, קודש תהיה לכם. That the Shemitah goods are going to be Kodesh. Kodesh means Asur Bana'a. And what do we learn from there? Bahavayata Yeheh. Meaning whatever state it is in. Which means even if you turned it into dye, I can tell you really the dye does not have any substance. The inyan damaging and things like that. But the inyan Shemitah, we have a special pasuk Tihyeh. Teach me Bahavayata. To hear. Comes the Gemara and says, hold it, Rava, Rame, Tenan, Rava brought a contradiction. It says in the Mishnah, in Orla, Beged, Yosef'o, B'Kelipe Orla, Yidalek. So what do we say? If a Beged, you die with Kelipe Orla, you have to burn it, Alma, Hazuta, Miltahi. So we see what? The Orla, the visual of it is considered a substance. What do we mean? We have a contradiction. If you eat dam, שנבלעה בבית, הבית הבית, רביעית דם of a mit. הלכה says that if a רביעית of blood comes out of a mit, it's מטמא everything in the house. The kelim that are in the house are טמא מדין אוהל המת. Okay, that's a רביעית. So what happened? It got swallowed in the ground. Doesn't matter. Bottom line, it's all in the ground. Therefore, everything in the house that's in the house is going to be considered טמא. ואמרי לה, and some say, הבית טהור. Whoa, some say the exact opposite. When the rivi'it dam gets nabla'a into the floor of the house, some say the kelim in the house are taught. No argument. V'la pelige, ha bekelim da'avu me'kara, ha bekelim da'atu le'besof. Depends. Which means when you have kelim that were there from the inception, right when the blood originally fell, before the rivi'it got swallowed into the ground itself, so that the dam was ba'ayin, so the rivi'it on the surface, everything in the house was going to come to me. Oh, well, when it says tahor, that's talking about kelim that came in after it got swallowed in the ground, so you don't have rivi'it in one place, then whatever's going to be in the house is going to be tahor. Continue. Nibla'a b'chsut. If let's say the blood got absorbed in a garment, okay, and that garment now was in a house where there was kelim, the blood of a mit. If you eat dam a mit was absorbed in a garment, ro'in im mitkabeset akesud v'yotzim min rivi'it dam tameh. If you could wash it, and the rivi'it of blood would come out of the beged itself, so then already we say everything in the house is going to be tameh v'im lav, which means you're able to clean it out, you squeeze it out. If you're able to squeeze out a rivi'it of blood, so then already, even though it's in the garment, it has a din of rivi'it dam of tameh, and everything that's going to be tameh, midin oil. However, v'im lav, if let's say when you're cleaning it, or rivi'it is not going to come out, tahor, because anything that's below that cannot come out is not mitameh. So even though you have a hazuta, even though you have a visual over here of
blood, you see it is not substantial. Look at Rashi. Ve'im lav tahor. See Rashi, im lav tahor? Start with that one. Habayit shelo he'ihil arevi'it shekevar chaser bablaat bechesut. Aval eksut tameh. Okay, the garment itself is going to be tameh. Shtaylat negi'a berbi'it metzumsam netme'a. Good. It itself became tameh when it beat the blood. It might not have the ability to metameh the oil, but it itself is tameh. Here's the question. V'katani mi'ad ve'im lav tahor. Oh, if you can't squeeze it, if you eat out of it when you're cleaning it, the bite is tahor. Rashi, afagav dechazuta derbi'it ika. Even though you see a visual of a revi'it of dam in the beged, she adam she neshar bebeged she yifshar esochato the neilanu bebeged, which means even though you might not be able to squeeze it out when you're cleaning it, but it's in the beged, which it is there. You might not just be able to get it out because it's staining. It's stained in the beged. And what do you see? Alma chazuta lav miltai. You see what? The visual of it is nothing. Which means, you see the chazuta is nothing, or that's against what we know by Orla. By Orla, we said, what? If you take a dye of Orla, and you dye a bagot with it, would we say, the bagot itself is Orla, you have to burn it, but if you shake it over, you have a blood, if you eat of dam. It got swallowed into the bagot, we said, if you could squeeze it, if you ate out of it, all of it out of it, then the bagot is metameh the oil. But if you can't squeeze all of it out, you know, you can see it, you see the blood itself, you can squeeze it, it's nothing, so you see chazuta is nothing, steed out from dam to Orla. Good? No, this is a kula by dam. Because we're talking about special dam. We're not talking about a regular blood of a regular guy that died that went into a bagot. If that was the case, even if you wouldn't be able to squeeze it out, since it's in there and you see it, it would be metameh. We're talking about a special blood called dam tevusa derabanan. What is dam tevusa? Look at the Rashi, please. Dam tevusa. Harog shiyatza meminu revi'it dam behayav. Oh, the blood started coming out of him when he was still alive. So part of it came out when he was alive, part of it came out when he was dead. So sefek kula behayav. Oh, you have a sefek, maybe all the blood came out when he was alive. There was no problem at all. Sefek kula bemoto. In such a case, we were lenient if you can't extract it, if you eat the blood from the bagot. In that case, whatever we're going to say, it is the bite is so bad. Because it's dam tevusa. It's a special din to the banan, because we have a sefek when the blood actually came out. So you cannot bring it ayah. For this case, the reason why we're leaning, because it's only dam, that is isur de rabbanan. Good? Rabba brought another stira. Tenan, we learned in the Mishnah, by the laws of Shvi'it. Mimin hatsov'im, which means, let's say you have types of growths. Mimin hatsov'im, from items, species that are used for dyes. Different herbs that are used for dyeing. Okay? Actually, let's get the resha of this mishnah to get clarity. The resha of this mishnah says klal gadol amru b'shevi'it. It's a rule in shevi'it. Kol semach shumachal adam, anything that's edible for human consumption, or machal behema, or meminat sovrim, or like a dye, the elamit kayim ba'aris, and you don't leave it into the ground. Right, because it'll spoil. Yes, lo kedushat shevi'it. Okay, so therefore that's kedushat shevi'it, and the damav has kedushat shevi'it. I mean, if you sell it, the money also has kedushat shevi'it. So again, machal adam, machal behema, and anything you don't leave in the ground, for example, like herbs that are used for dyeing. So the Gemara says, Rava Rambe Tenan, Miminat Sov'im, for example, what are they? Sifihe Satim, that's karkom. What do they call karkom? Saffron. Kotsa is a type of herb that they get like a blue dye out of it. Yeah, what's that called?
Wode.
Okay. Yesh lahem shvi'it. Okay, they themselves have kedusha of shvi'it. Vilid mehem, which is the money. Let's say you sold it and you got the money for it. They also have din of kedusha shvi'it. So it says with the shvi'it. Yesh lahem bi'ur, which means the law is like this. When it comes to products of Shemitah, you got to get rid of it. What's the law? As long as the animal is eating from it in the field, you're able to eat from that species in the house. Once the animal cannot eat from it in the field, they ran out, and you have to burn the species in the house. You got that rule again? Let's go again. You have product in the house. You have product in the field. So long as the animals are eating in the field, you can eat the product of Shemitah in the house. Once the animals cannot eat it anymore because there's no more, so then already you have to take the stuff that's in the house and you have to get rid of it as well. So look at how you get rid of it. Some say you actually have to mevair it. You have to actually burn it. Some say you just have to get rid of it. In any event, the laws of Shemitah say that what? Anything that's ma'achal adam, anything that's ma'achal behemah, or anything that is a herb for dyeing purposes, they have the laws of Shemitah. Their money also has kedushat shvi'it. And yesh lehem bi'ur. Vidit mehem bi'ur. Also the money. So you sold the Shemitah item, you got money for it. So you have to take the money and also discard it. Alma oh. So what do you see from this whole Mishnah? It seems that means trees that are not omed la'achilat adam, like these trees of herbs that are used for dyeing, that they're not used for human consumption. Yes, b'hem mishum kedushat shvi'id. So you see, trees have in them kedushat shvi'id. So he brings a contradiction. Ale kanim. What's that?
Cane reeds.
Va'ale gefanim. Ale gefanim will be called grape leaves. Shigibivan b'hebe al pnei hasadeh, which means hebe is a otzar, a treasure, a warehouse. Which means storage house. Which means you went to the field in the winter, or for the winter. You actually went to the fields, and you collected all these, alekanim, alekefanim. You collected them for the chaybe, for the otzar, for the winter. Okay, so it depends. Lichtan la'achila, if when you picked it, your kavanah was for eating purposes, al da'at la'achila, to feed it to the animal. Yesh b'hem mishum kedushat shvi'id, and that's kedushat shvi'id, you have to treat it with the regular laws. La'etzim, but if you did it for hasaka purposes, let's say for fuel, in order to make a fire, and b'hem mishum kedushat shvi'id. So you see what? That etzim do not have kedushat shvi'id. So why did you tell me that the dyes are subject to the laws of shvi'id? They're not ma'akal adam, they're not ma'akal bema, it's just wood. And you said over there, it has a deen of kedushat shvi'id. Here you say, no, that you pick the alek kanim and alek efanim, the shem etzim, it does not have a law of shemitah. So we have a stira. Do etzim have laws of shemitah or not? That's the question. Gemara says, umeshane, we answer. Amar kera, the pasuk says, le'ochla. When the Torah comes along and says that it's asu to eat product of shemitah. Actually, I'm sorry. It says, you're allowed to eat it. That's one of the things you're allowed to do. You take the product and you actually eat it. So we know, which means, when is it mutar to be nehene from Shemitah product? When the destruction and the hana'ah come simultaneously. Very important law by Shemitah. To benefit from Shemitah items, as long as the hana'ah and the bi'ur happen simultaneously. Kegon, eating. When I eat something, I'm destroying it at the same time that I'm getting the hana'ah. So the Torah says, your Shemitah product, you're allowed to eat. What's Pesha you're allowed to eat? Because I'm destroying it, I'm having hana'ah simultaneously. Oh, Yatsu Etzim. So Etzim are out of the picture. She hana'atan achar bi'uran. Which means regular wood, let's say. I burned them. When do I get the hana'ah from the wood? After they burnt the red, they turn into a coal. The heat comes after I make the fire, right? When I'm burning it, it's still not heating yet. It's got to turn into a coal. So therefore, that type of item, a Shemitah does not apply to it. Only items that their Hana'ah and the Bi'ur happen simultaneously. Yatsu Etzim She'en Hana'atam U'Bi'uram do not happen at the same time. Or, as opposed to, let's say, the herbs or the wood of herb trees that are used for dying, when you put them in the kiln, or you put them in the big pot over there with the beged, at the time that it turns into a dye, the hana'ah comes because it goes on the beged immediately. So therefore, the hana'ah and the bi'ur are something. When it turns into a dye, it dyes the garment that's in the pot. So therefore, that's why the law of Shemitah applies. So again, rule, very important rule. Anything that's hana'atanu bi'uran ba'im ke'ahad. Pirot, that's the obvious example. Shemitah applies to it. It seemed that are generally used for hasaka. Oh, so the burning and the hana'ah comes different times. I make a konah in there and I put the bread on the coals. The hana'ah comes after. Oh, mashaken dying. The dying, the destruction of it, the bi'ur, and then happens simultaneously. At the time that it becomes a dye, it goes into the beged. So therefore, it's considered, ki'al therefore has a law of Shemitah. That's the Gemara's rule. Gemara has a question on this. Va'ika et seem the mishhan. What about atzei shemen? These are type of wood from oil in them, and therefore what, that you're able to light them up and they give light. Oh, the law is when you light it, you're burning it, but that comes immediately. The light comes out immediately. Oh, and what's the deen? The deen is Shemitah doesn't apply to it. Why not? should apply to it based on the rules we just gave. It should apply. Look at that sheep, please, on the bottom. Right? They light like a torch. The guys are carrying in his hand. And Atanu Biyodan Shavit, it's the same time. Tichud alayu shivi'i, shivi'i should apply to it. That's Gemara's question. Amar Rava, Rava says, Setam esim le'asaka in omdin. Stam wood is omed not for light. It's omed for fuel. And therefore, even though you might be using this wood for light, since the stem of it is not for that, Shemitah does not apply. Rashi on the top, please. Stam esim askatu velo la'ir. Hilkach etzim ninhu. It's wood. Umikara lochal alayu shivi'it. Which means when they're growing in the ground, in Shemitah alehim. Because stam etzim is lahasaka. And hasaka, what did we just learn? In bi'udan vehana'atan. Shavim, therefore, doesn't apply. Avas fihestis, which is when it comes to these wood that are dying woods, woods they use for dying. Staman litzvi'a. Stam, those woods are omed litzvi'a. So when you plant them in the ground, they are already Shemitah. And hana atanu bi'uran ba'im. Ke'echad hilka, chalalei kudushav, esir la'achar bi'ur. Af le'esek, which means, after the sh'at bi'ur, what do you got to do with items that are Shemitah? You got to burn them. You will not be able to use them now for hesek, using them for fuel. Because since they're omed from its inception for tzivi'ah, you cannot now use it after Sha'at Bi'ur for hesek, v'alek kanim v'gefanim. Oh, when it comes to the mediocre items, there's three levels there. Alek kanim, that's the items of the reeds, the trees, and the grapes. Yesh she'ochlin otam v'yesh she'masikin otam. Depends. Some eat them, some are masik them. Some use them as fuel. Hilkach batar machshav, machshevet liktan azlinan. Goes after what the kavanah when the guy picked it. So comes out, we have three levels of it. We have items that are stam or made for fuel. Like regular trees. No shemitah. Then you have the opposite. You have stam items that are made for sivi'ah. Those items apply. Even if, let's say, you pick them for hasaka. Doesn't matter. They're stam or made for sivi'ah. You are now subject to the laws of Shimta. Then you have items go either way. Then it's telling you what the guy's kavanah was. Like, Ale Karim and Ale Gefa Ni. Baruch Allah. Amen.